Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and indwell you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication, thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your husband, your wife. Go wake up your children, the oldest boy, youngest boy, oldest girl, youngest girl. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. We're on the air, y'all. All right, y'all, go wake them up. Go wake them up. Get them out of the bed, sleepy head. Get them out the bed this morning, sleepy head. I'm out the bed, sleepy head. I kind of screamed my voice yesterday, so that's kind of why I'm talking like I'm talking. I'm not, I guess, my normal self, but that's all right. That's all right. I know that I got some power in my corner. Let me go out here and get my rooster. Oh, man, my horses. We still got these horses out here, y'all. Y'all better come on and help me, because we still got these horses out here. If somebody come get these horses. I got some horses that I've got for sale here. Y'all got to help me get these horses. Ooh, that's a look like a bad one right there. He's blowing and everything. Oh, let me just go get me a song. I don't know where my rooster's at. Let me go out here and get me a song here. This is an old song by the Staple Singers that says, "Swing down, chariot, and let me ride." You on the go on the morning show.
Swing down, chariot, stop it. Let
That's the Staple Singers this morning on the morning show. Swing down, chariot. Stop and let me ride. I'm bound for higher ground. All right. That's your song for the day. That's your song for the day. All right. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. All right, this morning we'll be reading out of the book of James, out of the New Testament, reading out of the book of James, beginning with James chapter 3, James chapter 3, this morning, James chapter 3 through 1 Peter chapter 2, reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers and sisters, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Those who are never at fault in what they say are perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by human beings, but no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Now listen, you who say,
today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money.
Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say,
if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. So then, if you know the good you ought to do and don't do it, you sin. Now listen, you rich people. Weep and wail because of the misery that is coming on you. Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and your silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workers who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make them well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring them back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the way of error will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
The end of the book of James.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on the Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of the foolish. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love your fellow believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if you bear up under the pain of unjust suffering because you are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it, but if you suffer for doing good and endure it? This is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
All right. That was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of the book of James, James chapter 3 through 1 Peter chapter 2. May God bless those who have heard his holy word. All right, it's prayer time, y'all. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's pray. Let's circle up. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Whatever the problem is, we can bring it to the Lord in prayer. Are you going to pray with me this morning? You going to pray with me? Come on. Let's close our eyes. Let's bow our head and let's lift our hearts up to God this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for giving us another wonderful day and another wonderful week, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for waking us up this morning and clothing us in our right mind as we have started out this day. And Lord, we want to thank you for what our eyes seen and our ears heard on yesterday in our worship service. Thank you, dear God, that not only did you meet us there, but Lord, you even beat us there, dear God. For Lord, when we first walk through the doors of the church, we can feel your presence, your powerful spirit. Thank you, dear God, for saving the lost, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for how you encouraged so many saved folks on yesterday and how you rescued so many backsliders, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for that preached word, dear God, not only at Bible Way, but at all the churches, dear God, that were standing and preaching your word on yesterday. For Lord, your word tells us that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Now, Lord, we pray that we just not only hear your word, but help us to be doers of your word. Lord, those messages that came from you on yesterday, help us to apply those messages to our life. Help us, dear God, to hold on to our faith. Help us, dear God, to hold on to our hope. Help us, dear God, to hold on to our love. Help us, dear God, to even love our enemies, to bless them that curse us, to pray for them that even despitefully use us. And then, Lord, we just commit this week unto your care. We commit this day unto your care. We don't know what we're about to face this day and this week, but Lord, you already know. You've already seen this day. You've already seen this week. So Lord, fill us now with your spirit, that whatever we encounter, Lord, we can encounter it with the grace and the spirit of Almighty God. Now, Lord, go before us, go with us, and go behind us, and we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, for it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. All right, that's it, that's it, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song, we done had our prayer, and we done read our scriptures. Look like the clock on the wall is saying that's all this morning for this portion of In Your Corner. Oh, it was indeed a pleasure, as always, having you with us this morning. Now let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here at KLITB. At the top of the hour, we're going to minister in word. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to minister in music, but we're going to mix it. We're going to even have some spoken word. We're going to have, oh, just a lot of other things going on with our music. All right. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back, though, with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. Somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, we missed any of these programs. Guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So stick and stay. Don't you dare go away. Stay with us all day, because we are in your corner.